For the KBI Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Excret Nunez. Attorneys for the purported leader of the Kansas City cell of the Proud Boys are blaming former President Donald Trump for the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol. They say the 5 weeks since then have, quote, broken the fever dream. William Cressman is an Army veteran and union sheet metal worker from Olathe, Kansas. He remains in custody as the judge weighs whether to release him before his trial on charges of conspiracy, obstruction of an official proceeding, threatening to assault a federal law enforcement officer, and other charges stemming from the melee. U.S. Magistrate Judge James O'Hara said at a hearing yesterday that he would rule within a few days on whether to release him pending trial. MU Healthcare is postponing its max vaccination clinic tomorrow for those scheduled to receive their first dose of the Moderna vaccine, the Columbia, Missourian reports. The cancellation is because of weather-related shipping delays, according to a news release. Those scheduled to receive their second dose of the Pfizer vaccine through MU Healthcare tomorrow will not be affected and will still be able to receive their second dose of the vaccine as scheduled. MU Healthcare expected to receive 4,000 doses of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine this week at the Walsworth Family Columns Club at Furrow Field. Like other statewide clinics, however, the snowstorm sweeping the Midwest prevented that shipment from arriving. Detainees have complained for decades about conditions inside St. Louis jails, but with COVID-19 worries added to the mix, the tension has reached a breaking point. In the pre-dawn hours of February 6, 117 inmates at the City Justice Center downtown broke free from their cells. They smashed windows, set clothing and brooms on fire, and tossed chairs, a filing cabinet, and other items through the broken glass to the street four stories below. Though the city claims there are, quote, zero cases of the coronavirus in the jail, more than 100 inmates or advocates on their behalf have called a nonprofit's hotline citing either positive tests of coronavirus-like symptoms. Just days after lake ice became thick enough for ice skating and ice fishing locally, Columbia Parks and Recreation announced today that the activities were being shut down, the Columbia, Missourian reports. Parks and Rec recently gave the go-ahead for ice skating at Stevens Lake Park and ice fishing at Cosmo Bethel Park, but the conditions are now considered to be unsafe, Parks and Rec said in a news release. According to the release, signs are up at both parks to warn those interested that the lakes are no longer open for skating and fishing. I'm Excret Nunez, KBIE News, Columbia.